بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى ألا لعنة الله على الظالمين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المسلم أخو المسلم لا يظلمه ولا يسلمه صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam and all the people that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is the 6th of Muharram. The 6th of the first month of the lunar calendar. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allah ithna ashara shahran. In the sight of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, there are 12 months. Further in the ayat, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, Binha arba'atun hurum. From the 12 months, there are 4 months that are very sacred. That is the month of Zilqa'dah, Zilhajj, Muharram. 3 months in a row, and then the month of Rajab, which is the 7th month of the lunar calendar. Imam Razi rahmatullah alayhi says that At-ta'atu fihinna aktharu thawaban wal-ma'asiyatu fihinna aktharu iqaban. These 4 months are such that if a person happened to do acts of virtue, ibadat, in relation to other months of the year, the reward of good deeds is more in these months. And should a person commit any guna, any sin, in these 4 months, the sins are more in relation to the other months. These are very sacred months, and we should be very, very conscious of the importance and the greatness of these months. One very outstanding quality, attribute of the month of Muharram is the 10th of Muharram. We know it as the day of Ashura. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinatul Munawwara, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed the Yahud, the Jews of Madinatul Munawwara, they were fasting on the 10th of Muharram. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just came to Madinatul Munawwara, in observing different practices of different people. So he asked the Jews, that why do you people fast on this day? It's an act of virtue, but why do you fast on this day? So the Jews told to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it was on this day that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala liberated the Banu Israel. Our people liberated them from the oppression, from the tyranny of Fir'aun. And out of happiness, out of joy, remembrance of that day, we fast on this day. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, نَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِمُوسَى مِنْكُمْ. If you people are fasting because of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah used him to liberate the Banu Israel from Fir'aun, oppression of Fir'aun, we are more closer to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam than you. That means that he is a Nabi of Allah, and the Nabi of Allah, he is following, he was obedient to Allah, truthful to Allah, and so are we. So we need to follow Musa alayhi salatu wasalam more than you. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam then advised the Ummah to fast on the day of Ashura. This was before the month of Ramadan became farz. Fasting on the day of Ashura in the beginning was compulsory, it was farz. And when the month of Ramadan became farz, then fasting on the day of Ashura became mustahab, advisable. And therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam used to advise the Sahaba, encourage them to fast on the 10th of Muharram. But because the Yahud used to fast on the 10th of Muharram, and generally Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Khaliful Mushrikeen wal Yahud. Go against the Mushrikeen, go against the Yahud. They fast on the 10th of Muharram, not to assimilate with them in their practices. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised fast day one day before, fast one day even after that. With the 10th, either on the 9th or the 10th, you also fast on the 11th. So you don't do exactly as the Yahud do. And also on this day, on the day of Ashura, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala mentions, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have mentioned, that man wassa ala iyalihi yawma Ashura, that person that is generous on his family, freely spend on his family on the day of Ashura, then Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will grant him barakah in his rizq, in his rozi for the remaining of the year. So these are some of the things that we should be doing on the day of Ashura, fasting on the day of Ashura, spending freely. There's no need to exchange gifts to people. There's no need to call everybody to your house. It is not compulsory to do that. That much. Fast on the day of Ashura and also spend a little freely, more extra upon your family. When Eid al-Adha comes, we think about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We think of his efforts and his sacrifices, his submission, servitude, subjugation to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But on the day of Ashura, we think more about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Great illustrious Nabi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You study the Quran Kareem, repeatedly there's mention about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Once, in the bazaar of Medina Munawwara, there was a discussion between a Sahabi and a Jew. There was a dispute. So that Jew, he took an oath and he said, وَالَّذِي اصْطَفَى مُوسَى عَلَى الْعَالَمِ, I take an oath on Allah, on the Rabb, who has given preference, who has chosen Musa alayhi salatu wasalam over everyone. In this statement of faith, he expressed superiority of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam over everyone, which means even over Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this sahabi got very angry. He clouted that Jew. So that was an operation. It was wrong for him to do that. So that Jew went up to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he complained, Prophet of Allah, your companion clouted me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam summoned the Sahabi and asked him, why did you do that? So Prophet of Allah, he said, made this statement, وَالَّذِي اصْطَفَى مُوسَى عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, that he gave preference to Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam over yourself, and to us, you are more superior. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about the different anbiya in the Quran Kareem, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْدَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْدٍ, that Allah has given preference to some prophets over other prophets. But for us, for believers, لا نفرق بين أحدهم, that we do not differentiate between them, we will accept everyone, but we also believe in the superiority of some prophets over the others. Now, the way this Sahabi presented it, it appeared as though he did not believe in the superiority or did not accept or by him clouting the Jew, did not we really believe in the superiority or in the greater Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the outer appearance. Nabi Akram immediately corrected him and told to him, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is such a great Nabi, such a great Nabi, that on the day of Qiyamah, when the trumpet will be blown, everyone will fall unconscious. And when people will gain reconsciousness, I'll be the first one to regain consciousness. But I would see that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is always conscious, already conscious. And I don't know whether he never fell unconscious or whether he regained consciousness before me. Then Nabi Sasa mentioned, La tukhayyiruni ala Musa. Don't give preference to me over Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Muhaddithin mentioned that we know for the fact that Musa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is more superior than all the prophets, but do not refer to a Nabi in such a way that there's any type of outward belittling towards that Nabi. We believe in all the Anbiya and all the Prophets. And we believe in the greatest of all the Prophets, an important article of our faith. That's one aspect we think about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam during these days, during the day of Ashura. The one of the major aspects and the highlight, the focus of the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was fighting oppression. Fighting zulam. Fir'aun oppressed the people. He oppressed the Banu Israel. And a major part of the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was fighting the oppression and tyranny of Fir'aun. Until Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala liberated Banu Israel through the hands of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala granted them that freedom, that peace in life. I don't want to go into the details of that, but there's a lesson for us to learn. What do we learn? What lesson do we take from the day of Ashura? Never ever oppress anyone. Zulam is a very bad thing. Allah tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, Ala la'natullahi ala zalimeen. Behold, Allah's la'nat is upon the zalimeen, upon the oppressors. La'nat means, curse means, ba'idun an rahmatillahi ta'ala. A person is far away from the rahmat and the mercy of Allah. The moment you oppress someone, you yourself, through your action, deprive yourself of the rahmat and the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is, you're already putting yourself in a negative situation. Shariat emphasizes a lot on huququl ibad. One is the rights of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and one is the rights of fellow human beings. There's more emphasis in Shariat in fulfilling the rights of human beings, more than the rights of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is Qadir, Allah is powerful, Allah is everything. Human beings are weak. We cannot harm Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but when we can harm human beings, and some human beings won't have any recourse. And it is for that same reason, when you study the Quran al-Kareem, all the laws of hudud, corporal punishment and so forth, capital punishment, they all are to avert zulm on human beings. One person kills another person. That's an oppression. So the laws of qisas, take away the life of the next person in exchange of him killing somebody, that is also to avert oppression. That's why Allah says, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ hayat. One person steals somebody else's item, his hand will be cut off because of that oppression. You deprive somebody of his haqq, of his wealth. One person makes a false accusation against the next person. You're unable to prove it. Then Sharia says that the person has given 80 lashes, what we know as hadd-e qadhaf. So repeatedly the entire Sharia, it secures the rights of human beings and to ensure nobody makes zulam upon the next person. During Hajjatul Wada, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam emphasized, Ala inna dima'akum wa amwalakum wa a'radakum alaykum haram ka hurmati yawmikum hadha fi shahrikum hadha fi baladikum hadha. Makkah Mukarramah is sacred, month of Zilhajj is sacred, the tenth of Zilhajj is sacred, just as all these are sacred, the life, the blood, and the integrity, the respect of a human being is equally sacred. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reported to have mentioned, Az-zulm zulumatu yawm al-qiyamah. When you oppress someone, you're harming your own self. You're creating your own darkness for the day of Qiyamah. You're going to pay for it. You're going to suffer the consequences of it. Day of Qiyamah is going to be very difficult. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reported to have mentioned, Al-Muslim akhul Muslim. A Muslim is a brother to a Muslim. La yaslimuhu. He should not oppress. Wa la yuslimuhu. And when he's in trouble, and part of trouble is that he will become the victim of oppression, you don't just leave him like that to suffer the consequences. You go out and you help him. Unsur akhaka zaliman aw mazluma. You help the oppressed, you even help the oppressor. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, we understand helping the oppressed person, but helping the oppressor, what does that mean? The Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi mentioned, stop him from oppression. Stop him from oppression. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, you know, when you make zulam on someone, you hurt the feeling of someone. And the heart of a believer is directed to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. اتقي دعوة المظلوم فإنه ليس بينه وبين الله حجاب. Don't hurt a believer. Don't cause pain to him. When you cause immense pain to him, his heart is directed to Allah. Between his heart and Allah, there's no barrier. His curse will immediately be accepted, it will affect you. Therefore, it's very, very important for us that one thing we should learn from the day of Ashura, that Musa al-Isra fought oppression, but the lesson is how we interact with people. There's a statement, Jannat is not far, Jahannam is not far. Jannat is near, Jahannam is near. Jannat is through all our people, how we deal with people. Jahannam is also not far. It is how we interact with people. We fulfill the haqq of people, Jannat is near. And we violate the haqq of the people around us, husband to his wife, wife to his husband, teacher to his students, friend with friend, associate. We don't fulfill the haqq of one another. It should not happen that the zulam leads us to somewhere else besides Jannat. Very, very important for us to be considerate of this. How we react, how we deal with people. If we cannot be of any benefit to someone, don't harm the person. Try to be beneficial, to be of benefit to people. But if you think you cannot benefit someone, at least don't be a harm to a person. Don't cause any obstacle or difficulty to a person. That's the least you can do. You don't have to be of benefit to someone, but it's compulsory for you not to cause harm to someone. And when a person does that, then it comes to haunt him as well. You recall an incident in Dabel when we were studying. An incident with Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri Sahib Maddazilluhu. There was one student who was apparently quite a weak student. Even his outward appearance was such that somebody could just take advantage over him. So if something happened, and Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri Sahib Maddazilluhu happened to scold him and probably use some hard words on him. He went home. And for about 3 days, Mufti Sahib could not come to teach. Now after the third day when he came, first thing he addressed the class. I recall it was a Mishkat class. He addressed the class and he addressed that particular student himself. He told, see, I scolded you a few days ago. Before I commence the dars, you make me maaf. Openly in the class. And the effect of that, he said, the effect of that, from the time I scolded you, I was unable to speak for the past 3 days. Allah closed my mouth. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala shows it. And that is what Allah Ta'ala deal with the awliya. We are nowhere in the radar. And you may, this all accumulates for us on the day of Qiyamah. If a person stays away from zulam and oppression, then the person becomes mustajabud da'wat. The one hadith in Bukhari Sharif, three people were stranded in the cave. And one person, he was an employee. He was entitled to some rise from the employer. For something happened, he got angry, he was upset, and he left the person and went away. That employer took that rise, and then he planted it, harvested it, and kept on growing it over some time. When the person came to claim from his money, the person gave it back to him. The same person, these three people were locked in the cave, and all three decided among themselves, let us make dua to Allah Ta'ala to some good deed that we have done, Allah will take us away from this difficulty and hardship. This third person also made dua, oh Allah, it was the haqq of a person I paid. And if what I have done is correct and pleased by you, Allah, you remove us from this difficulty and hardship. One point the muhaddithin have taken out. If a person conducts his life in such a way where he doesn't make zulam on anyone, he's conscious all the time, dealing with everyone, in your talk, in your walk, in your dealings, in your conduct, you just be careful that, did I oppress the person? Did I wrong the person? And you avoid oppression all the time, then you become a mustajabud da'wat. Your du'as are readily accepted. Sometimes people think to become a wali of Allah, you have to tear the musalla. You have to stay awake whole night. You have to make a lot of ibadat and zikr. That's not necessary. That's a wrong concept. That is good. You make that ibadat is good. You exert yourself. But what's the point of exerting yourself in ibadat when on the other side you're not fulfilling the hukuk of human beings? And therefore it's very, very important. I'll conclude with one statement. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he once asked his companions, his disciples, tell me, if a person is sleeping and he's got a lungi and a wind blows, and because of the blowing of the wind, his lungi, his lower garment have to come up, what would you people do? So the disciples told that the lungi that came up, his private parts are being exposed, so we'll put it down and we'll cover it. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, but that's not what you people do. When a person's faults are exposed, instead of covering it, you rather expose it even more. In real life, what you're supposed to do, but what you are doing, is two different things. And therefore, sometimes we make ghibat of people, we talk bad and negative. All that is part of zulam. Day of Ashura come, we'll think it's a very great day, sacred day. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he liberated the Banu Israel. We will fast on this day. We will also probably be very generous. But what's the lesson for us to learn on the day of Ashura? The moral is about fighting zulam and not making zulam on people. That is something we should concentrate on. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وجزه عنا ما هو أهله وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمتي وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن ساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل وأصحاب سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها لا نرجع إليها أبدا اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل اسم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرتا لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرتا لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرتا ولا هما إلا فرجتا ولا هما إلا فرجتا ولا هما إلا فرجتا ولا دينا إلا قضيتا ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الفقر وقنا عذاب الدين ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم اجعل قبورنا روضة من رياض الجنة اللهم اجعل قبورنا روضة من رياض الجنة او الله او رحمن رحيم يا كريم يا ملك يا قدوس يا سلام يا مؤمن يا مهيمن يا عزيز يا جبار يا متكبر يا ذو الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا حنان يا منان Oh Allah, forgive each and every sin of ours. Oh my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah. Allah, we are drowning in sin. Allah, with every part and every limb of our body, we have committed guna and sins. Oh my Kareem Allah, we are drowning in sins. Oh my Kareem Allah. Oh Allah, forgive every sin and every guna of ours. Oh my Kareem Allah, Grant us resentment for guna and sins. Oh my Kareem Allah, we make such a pakki toba, yalla sincere toba. We're spreading our hands out before you in the masjid on this Mubarak night. Allah, you teach us how to make toba. Grant us sincerity in our toba. Grant us, ya Allah, khulus in our toba. Ya Allah, grant us istiqamat in our toba. Grant us tawfiq and hidayat, oh Allah, to stay away from guna and sins. Oh, cleanse our eyes from seeing the wrong things. Cleanse us and purify us. Ya Allah, cleanse our ears from hearing the wrong things. Oh Allah, cleanse our tongues from speaking the wrong things. Oh Allah, cleanse our hands and our feet and our entire body from everything wrong. Oh Allah, cleanse us and purify us. Oh Makarim Allah, Oh Makarim Allah, Allahumma naqqini min al khataya kama yunqqa thawb al abyad min al danas. Oh Makarim Allah, when we wear clothes and it gets dirty, oh Allah, we wash it, oh Allah, it become pure and clean again. Ya Allah, make us more purer than pure washed clean clothes. Oh my Allah, Oh Allah, Allahumma ba'id بيننا من الخطايا كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. Allah, how you have separated the east from the west and then created a distance between them too. Allah, you distance us from guna and sins, like how you have distant and you have, ya Allah, separated the east from the west. O Makarim Allah, Allah, grant us resentment from guna and sins. Ya Allah, put your deep love into our hearts. O Makarim Allah, let us love you. O Allah, let us love those amal that will make us closer to you. Let us love your pious neck servants through which we could get closer to you, O Makarim Allah. Allah, those people that are in having any difficult and hardship of life, remove the difficulty, remove the hardship, O Makarim Allah. Allah, grant us the tawfiq, the hidayat, the consciousness of following the huquq of people, O Allah. Ya Allah, let us not make zulam on anyone. Let us not oppress anyone. O Allah, we definitely in our life, in our interaction with people, we hurt people. Ya Allah, people that are around us, our near dear ones, our awlad, our children, our family, our friends, our associates, in our muamalat, in our dealings, O Makarim Allah. Most definitely because of our weakness, we have hurt people, O Makarim Allah, whoever we have hurt. To Allah, grant us the tawfiq and hidayat. If anybody is haqqid upon us, Allah, grant us the tawfiq and hidayat to fulfill the haqq of the people. Allah, those people that we have hurt and we don't realize that we have a haqq on them, O Makarim Allah, you compensate them on our behalf. Ya Allah, remove that burden from our shoulders. Absolve us from that burden, Ya Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, O Allah, let us not be in a position where, Ya Allah, we have to pay people out on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, make us maaf, O Allah. Those people that we have heard, grant them peace, happiness, sukoon in their lives, O Allah. Those that have passed away, put noor in the qabr, elevate their status. Allah, but please absolve us. Ya Allah, make us maaf, Makarim Allah. Grant the tawfiq and hidayah to be conscious of the hukuk and the rights of the people, how we talk to people, how we speak, Ya Allah, how we interact with people. Ya Allah, we create that consciousness in us that we must never ever hurt anyone, O Makarim Allah. O Allah, look after the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those people, Ya Allah, that are being oppressed in the various parts of the world, Ya Allah, you relieve them from the zulm, from the oppression, O Makarim Allah. Grant them sukoon and happiness in their lives, O Allah. O Allah, grant everyone of us husna khatima. At the time of our mouth, O Allah, grant us the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Grant us a respectable and honorable death. A death on a Friday, Ya Allah, death whilst we're making your ibadat. A death whilst we're engaging in khidmat of deen, O Allah. Do not give us a death, Ya Allah, whilst we engage in guna. Do not give us a death in such a situation that, Ya Allah, your wrath is being incurred upon us. Ya Allah, we seek refuge in you from every evil death, O Makarim Allah. Make us maaf and forgive us, O Makarim Allah. O Makarim Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, the unrest that is taking place in this country, in Johannesburg, in Ya Allah, and that is spreading, Ya Allah, and in certain places in Tal. Allah, safeguard us and protect us, O Makarim Allah. Look after the properties of the people. Ya Allah, look after the lives of the people. Ya Allah, remove this unrest. Ya Allah, bring about peace and stability. Ya Allah, all whatever is happening because of our guna or weakness and shortcoming, we ask you for forgive us. Ya Allah, we make it tawbah, we make it istighfar. Ya Allah, change the condition, make the condition a peaceful one, remove the unrest and bring about, replace it with peace and happiness, O Makarim Allah. Oh Allah, accept our dua in the tufail of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali wa ashabi Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.